Blog Talk Radio.
All praise to that mix the name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome. We are at the NPA Live Studio on the Blog Talk Video, and I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. And here we are with the very fine Friday edition with the first fruit, prayer, and praise. Let's go directly into that service.
Goodness and kindness and your mercy, your love, for your grace.
Yes.
So much unmerited favor you've shed upon us. And we thank you for it.
Thank you.
Lord, stretch out your mighty hand over your people today.
Lord.
Help us everywhere. Oh God, give hearts desires everywhere. Loose shackles and set people free. Even in the prison system, loose. Thank you for the resurrection blood.
Thank you,
and Lord, for the anointing that destroys every yoke. God, may I ask you to send the anointing forward. Even to the prison system and destroy yokes.
Oh, God, my soul.
And set peace. So many have been wrongfully sentenced. And some get country club sentences and have done much worse.
Yes, Lord.
And those who haven't done much at all receive stiff sentences. So unfair, God. Look on that system. Oh, God. Sentences overturn them and set free in Jesus' name. Bless your people and lift every heavy burden and every heavy load. Give credence where there is no credence.
Oh God,
and give more faith. Oh God, we look to you. We look to you. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you.
Thank
you. You do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think.
Yes.
You lift when we're down. You give hope when there's hope.
Yes, Lord.
You give joy when there's sorrow. You give love when there's peace. We just love you and we praise you. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing even right now. Heart is blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Line muted.
We love you, Lord. We appreciate everything.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you would help us in every situation.
Lord.
Every situation, we pray. Help us, oh God. Forgive us all for all sin, sin of omission. Sin of commission, sin of known sins and unknown sins. We just ask you to forgive us for all. Oh, bless every person on the line. Forgive all persons of every sin.
Thank you.
We love you and we do ask in the name of Jesus.
In the name.
Now, Lord, bless this prayer line today. Let it be a miracle line for somebody or some people. And give a wonderful miracle, a bona fide miracle. Thank you for it. We just bless your holy name. Lord, help us to be blessed everywhere, every person. Let unmerited favor come to all of us. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in it, talk in it. I pray that you shake the chunk tree, send financial blessings everywhere. Oh, we thank you for it.
Thank you
for it.
Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you for people all over the country who have begun to thank you 1,000 times a day and some more.
Thank you, God, we thank you.
Even in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, may it be a blessing in the name of Jesus. Now we look to you. Help us this day. Bless us. We'll bless you back.
Yes.
And give you the glory and all the honor shall be thine.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen, amen. Good morning to you, Lord. Good morning to you. Good morning, Lord. Every person who can, speak to the Lord. Don't.
Good morning, Lord.
Why don't you open your mouth?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Lord.
We simply want to thank God this morning for allowing us to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP, that's GMAP, the number one, .com. Stop by. Remember, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless you. Back over to you.
Thank you so much. All right, Ambassador Hagen.
I praise and I thank you for the name of the Lord. God bless. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Lady Betty,
are you there this morning,
all
Ambassador Hagen?
Yes, can you hear me? Yes.
Oh, I know she was there earlier. She'll come back. And when she does, we want you to identify the blog line. Hagen.
Line unmuted.
All
hello,
right,
praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, God bless. I was steady talking. I'm so glad to be heard and so good to be able to speak with you this morning. Good morning to each and every one of you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staffers, to all of our broadcasters, to all of our listeners from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here, amen, we're broadcasting live from the studios of NPA on the Blog Talk Radio, and we're being heard all over the world. We have more than 40-plus million listeners. And we can be accessed by simply, you may go on the web, npa.com, or call us. We're live in the studio, 347-934-0207. God bless. Dr. Johnson, back to you, sir.
Thank you, both of you. Thank you so much. Oh, God, it's so good. And as I said, I want to discuss the skies this morning. Are you all ready? Amen. On the Wisdom Seminar, according to Daniel 2 and 8, many times God will reserve us. He will reserve his secret. And reserve them for his prophets and for his people. And they're reserved for the last day. Amen. This is the last day. My God. This is a good day. God is revealing things to people, to his saints.
I tell everybody else I'll sit in that chair then.
Yeah.
That's
all right, again, some people talking on the line. But I want to go to the wisdom prayer line, the wisdom line, and I want to deal with the disguise. Anybody got a word on how the enemy has tried to disguise himself in this last day and last time? If so, the line is open to you. I'm deliberately not saying much on it because I want you to have the opportunity. Okay? Disguise. This is the Wisdom Seminar. Yeah.
Well, good morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and the prayer line. God bless everyone on the prayer line, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson. Thank you so much, and thank God for another day. Talking about the skies and how the – this is how – so many people have backslidden because they didn't recognize the enemy in his disguise. The enemy comes and he has many names, and just like God have many names, he duplicates what God does. He's just an imitator, and he disguises himself to be the truth. He disguises himself with part of the scriptures. He never complete the entire scripture. When from the beginning he told Adam and Eve, you were not sure to die, but he didn't tell them the details or the end of everything. So we know that the enemy disguises himself as an angel of light. He disguises himself as a well-dressed business individual. He disguises himself as your best friend. He disguises himself as the comforter, and that is what he's trying to do. He want to take God's place. And Satan would even be comfortable if he could take your place because he know that there's no chance for him in the position that he holds right now. So we know that the enemy comes in many, many ways. He's a deceiver. He sits back. He waits. He said he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So anytime anyone or anything comes to kill, steal, and destroy, it is in disguise. And we're just thanking God for that. And we need to recognize, wake up and recognize, open your eyes, tune into the Holy Ghost, and let the Holy Ghost be your guide, be your teacher, be your leader, be your light, be your eyes, be your ears. Bible said, have you ears and not heard, eyes and not seen? So we need to let the Holy Ghost be our guide in Jesus' name, and the enemy will disguise himself any way possible to cause you to backslide or cause you a hindrance or cause you an illness in your life. And I just thank God that there is a God that comes to redeem us in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
God bless you. Keep it open to somebody else who might have a word here. Amen. I talked about on the blog line last night how to recognize the real voice of God. And that's about disguise right there, how to recognize the real voice. The real voice of God. I'll talk about that again tonight on the blog line. You want to tune into that. Amen. All right, go ahead. Anybody else have a word on disguise?
Lawrence, Washington, Louisiana, area code 225. I thank God for this line, this prayer line this morning, and I thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer. She has well stated disguise, and as she said, he comes in many forms, and he would disguise us, and he knows that these are the last of the last of the evil days, and he's trying to fool even the very elect at this time. And the Word of God tells us, I think it's in 1 Peter, somewhere around 1 Peter 2 and 18, if I'm not, no, 4 and 18, where there's the righteous will scarcely make it in because of the deception of Satan. And our prayer should be today, O Lord, every day of our lives, let Satan not deceive us, and let us not deceive ourselves. And he comes in many fashions, and I'm hearing, you know, even the men of Paul saying that you can keep on committing sin and doing these things over and over again, God is going to forgive you. And that is a form of deception, because if you leave this earth without that forgiveness, you will not have the opportunity to enter into heaven. And this kind of the false teachings that we're hearing, I had an encounter with a prophet. He says that it's okay for the men to have seven wives, and God was able to give me scriptures to make reference to that, to bring. And he said, well, if God allowed it in the Old Testament, he's going to allow it now. So we have to be aware of these deceptions that's going on now. And we know that these are the last of the last of the evil days, because Satan is, he's trying to raise up an army to take back with him. God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed weekend.
My God, thank you so much. Yeah, we talked about those false prophets last night and false doctrine on the youth prayer line. Amen. Only Dr. Pfeiffer said something about that. We did that last night. We had such a great time, amen, on the youth prayer line. God blessed it in a phenomenal, phenomenal way. Amen. And we want to thank the Lord for what he did. I'm still opening line to somebody who wants to talk about the sky. And what about, you know, many times in the area of marital situations, you're looking for a husband and the enemy will disguise himself, amen, trying to get you off track, trying to get you married to the wrong person, amen, disguise. I don't want to say much about it. I want to leave it open to you. Come on. Anybody here got a word on disguise? In different forms, enemy comes. He can disguise himself as a blessing. When you go shopping for a car, you think you're getting the right car and you're getting a lemon, because the devil disguised it and tried to make you get the wrong car. Now you're having problems with it everywhere, every other week. The enemy disguised himself. Instead of you getting what God wanted you to have, you got something else. Guys, somebody? The line is open to you. Anybody else want to talk about it?
Line muted.
For this is to help the saints because...
Line unmuted.
To steal and to kill and destroy. And this is the adult line to help those who the enemy is trying to come against, disguising himself. Anybody else can say a word on disguise? The line is open to you. I'm going to have to move if y'all don't get no word. Amen.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I'd like to give honor to God this morning to all the people on the line. This is a wonderful subject, and it's something to really be watchful and prayerful, because that Satan's job is to disguise himself in individuals. You know, you take someone you think is very strong in the Lord or feel like they can help you, and they study talking, and Satan sometimes is using them to get you off on the wrong track. We have to be so watchful and so prayerful that we know when the enemy is coming in the wrong direction. That's why we have to study the Word of God so we'll know how to live. But he is disguised himself in your mom or papa, brother or sister, anyone close to you that can get next to you and start talking to you. And so many young people, and not only young folks, but so many people are off on the wrong track because Satan disguised himself in their relatives, and they got them doing the wrong thing. But we have to be watchful and prayerful. I think Dr. Pfizer brought this thing out. He brought it out real plainly this morning. I really enjoyed what she said because it's true. We got to be prayerful. But anyway, let us be prayerful that the Lord might open our eyes and open our ears, that we might hear the truth and know the truth, because it's only the truth that's going to make us free. God bless you. Bless you.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. Beautiful. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the men and women of God on the prayer line this morning. This is Dr. Stern, and I greet you all this morning in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I was trying to find my scripture this morning on disguise, and Ephesians 4 and 14 say, and may I say that I just hate to come behind these great prayer warriors that have already rightly divided the word of truth, and that's so important that we know how to rightly divide the word of truth. But Ephesians 4:14 say that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men with cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, and that is the enemy. And I praise and thank God this morning that we that are skilled in the body of Christ are the seers in the body of Christ, and we have to watch for those that do not know the word the way we do. I believe it's over in James that tells us that discern the spirit, you know, that we have to be the discerners of the spirit of God. And there are still false prophets. Even the Bible say that they are yet among us, and they're still going in and out throughout the country. If they go in one setting and another setting, I never forget years ago in my area, praise the Lord, that there was a false prophet that came in our area, and the people were excited. They knew the word because the enemy know the word. Oh, God, they were so excited and zeal and everything, and I just thank and praise God. Even at a young age, I always had a spirit of discerning and wisdom to search out of a matter, and I just knew that this was not a person that was of, they were a false doctrine, and it did, the spirit of the Lord was revealed in the end that this was a false prophet. And it's so amazing that I'm from Florida, and my husband and I had went home to visit, and the people there were so excited about this a person that came in about the word, and when they told us the name, Praise the Lord. Oh, my God, we knew it was the same person that had come out of Illinois, because these false prophets go everywhere where they feel like that they can get someone to, they're deceivers, and they go where the people are gullible and hungry for God and just believe whatever they hear. And praise the Lord, we knew the pastor in that area, and overnight the Lord dealt with us to go and let the pastor know about this false prophet, because they had been in our area. And I thank God that we were obedient, because the pastor said that they knew that this was not the real prophet, and they were waiting from a word from the Lord. And because we came, that was the confirmation. So I'm saying that was years ago, but false prophets are still around, and God don't mind us discerning to search out a matter, because they are around. You have to even be careful who you bring into the house of God to feed your people. You got to know something about their background. And even with, and I'm going to say this and be quiet, but even with husbands, there is a program that's coming on TV that is starting in the month of real soon. I think it's the end of May or in June, about churches coming together, bringing men and young men and young women together for a mate. And, you know, God said that he would send a woman, her Boaz, her husband and everything. So we have to be careful. Even if they're in the church, it may not be your mate. It may be another man. You got to know that it is of God. And so I just want to leave this with you, that we have to be very wise and careful. Dr. Johnson, I know you don't mind if I say this. You know, when I was told about the prayer line, I prayed about it to make sure that I was on the right prayer line. And I thank God that the Lord said that you were a man of God. So, you know, we have to pray about everything, you know. And I'm sure you study us out. Amen. You may not tell us, but we have to beware of what false prophets will come among us. But I thank God that I'm not up under a false prophet, because you are a man of God. God bless you all. Is my prayer.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stern. Amen. And I appreciate the words. God bless you. We do have to be very careful. You know, the devil, through this disguise thing, moves through subtleties. He doesn't reveal himself right away. He will come in a way, disguise, and a very subtle way, very small, that you can't hardly see him. Amen. Like, for example, I'll give you a common sense example. Many times, years ago, we used to start watching little programs like Bewitched. You know, nothing seemingly wrong at all with anything like that. And watching other programs with the little small subtle things about witchcraft, you twinkle your nose and stuff like that, so cute. But now we've got